glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 13. And today's topic is, what do you do in trying times? So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Whoo, a great verse for all of us today. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, February 24th, 2023. And I'm going to make three really quick, brief announcements because we have a lot to cover. And this is such a fantastic verse. I'm looking forward to hearing how Pastor Jason's going to facilitate our conversation about what do we do in trying times. But a few little updates. Wednesday's winner of the Awe of God was Gail Myers of Tolono and Larry Emmett of New Berlin. And the evening winners I'll announce this next week, but we're going to have a giveaway in just a moment here. But they were the winners. And as I mentioned on Wednesday's broadcast, we don't have a studio line here. So when you call in, you'll be calling the Springfield station and you'll also be calling the Champaign station for a book giveaway. But I'll mention that in just a minute, so don't call yet. It's the last chance to sign up for the Singing Men concert in St. Joseph at the Church of Christ. It includes a spaghetti dinner and dessert, and it's this Sunday night. Dinner begins at 5 o'clock and concludes around 6:30, and the Singing Men will be singing around 5:45. It's a $10 cost, and you need to register online at sjcoc.com. sjcoc.com. And then also, if you enjoy the live edition of Mark and Friends with our studio guests that come in on Wednesday for today's broadcast, this Sunday at the Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet, we're going to do it during the church service. So Pastor Jason Schiffo's the pastor there. That's where he serves. And Great News Radio and my wife Holly and I were the ministry that they've supported for, I don't know, Jason, what, 20 or so years?
27 years,
the Community Evangelical Free Church has monthly supported this ministry. And so this Sunday, they give me an opportunity to share, and we thought we'd turn it into a little of a radio broadcast. So the congregation will participate, and Jason and I will facilitate some discussion, and that'll be Monday's broadcast. So if you don't have a church home, or you have an early service and you can make it to the Community Evangelical Free Church on Sunday at 10 a.m. the service begins, and you can meet up with Pastor Jason Schiffo and myself, and we'll put together Monday's broadcast this Sunday. And then finally, those of you that were tuned in Wednesday, I have additional copies of the book, The Awe of God, The Astounding Way a Healthy Fear of God Transform Your Life. And as long as I read this copy that they gave me, I'll be able to give away a copy to the third caller. What is Holy Fear? In The Awe of God, best-selling author John Bevere explains why we need to fear God but not be afraid of God. We have a free copy of The Awe of God by John Bevere to give away right now to the third caller. And so if you live in and around the Springfield area or you listen to the WLUJ family of stations, dial 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. The third caller will win a copy of this book, The Awe of God. And for our Great News Radio listeners, call 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, and you'll win a copy. So, and realize this morning's broadcast re-airs at this time in the evening, and so you can also call in at this time. So two chances to win. Actually, four different chances, depending on where you live at and so forth. So anyways, Jason, we're going to talk about what to do in trying times, and I began with Isaiah 41, 10 through 13, which I think would be an encouragement for anyone to read. And so walk us through, what do we do during times that are trying?
Well, that's a great question, right? Because we're all going to go through trying times, and when we go through trying times, whether they're kind of big and global and they affect the entire world, or maybe they affect our nation, or maybe they affect us personally, they also affect how we walk with Jesus and how we walk with God. We could say, well, they don't, but the truth is they do, and it does. And so if somebody could start off, I handed everybody a little sheet of paper so that they could read the verses for us. Read the verse from Matthew 24, verses 6 through 13.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Yeah. So I don't know if you noticed, but that verse sounds a whole lot like the evening news.
Amen.
Doesn't it sound like that? I mean, there's an earthquake in Turkey, the multiple earthquakes, earthquake after earthquake. Mm-hmm. There are certainly rumors of wars and wars that are happening right now. I don't know about you, but I'm paying more for eggs than I ever have before. So I think that that's a kind of famine that we should be very wary of that could be coming. We're seeing all kinds of wickedness everywhere. We're seeing people turn away or pervert the word of God. And we're seeing all of these things happening. So here's the good news, first of all, is that the Bible's true. So you read this and you go, this sounds a whole lot like what's happening right now. Now, there have been many times in history where these things have happened. But this is on a global kind of scale. We see this. So I don't know about you, but is anybody in the room as they see all these things happening, they're getting a little concerned, they're getting a little worried, it creates a little bit of anxiety? Anyone?
It's funny you should mention this. I'm not anxious over this. I mean, when the pandemic started, my kids were all freaking out. What are we going to do? I'm like, go look up in Psalms. Yeah. Pestilence, not going to bother me. I'm not going to worry about this. But my son was just asking me yesterday, Dad, do you think it's about time for Jesus to come back? I'm like, why don't we go see what the Bible says about that instead of what I say about this? And we read that very passage. I said, just go down there and check this off because he's getting anxious. And he read that. I said, so what do you think? He's like, yep, sounds like Jesus is coming pretty soon because pretty much everything on there is checked off. I'm like, so is that good or bad? And he stopped for a minute. He's like, well, actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, the good news is Jesus is coming back. The bad or difficult news might be that he says a day is like 1,000 years. So we're like, soon? And he's like, it's not even lunch. So, I mean, it could take time. But I think that, Ted, you're entirely correct. Anybody else, by the way, anybody else feeling that same kind of anxiety? If you are, let's share.
But we certainly are seeing that. At the Salvation Army, we're in our third quarter budget this year. We are seeing more people with huge anxiety, mental health issues, opioid epidemic victims, mental health issues, addiction issues, certainly homelessness. It's just across the board. We're seeing more and more anxiety. And what I think happens with this too is not only do people sort of start doubting God, they doubt themselves, they lose their sense of dignity in a lot of ways. They become isolated as a result of that. They stop going to church and they self-medicate. They look for other means, unfortunately, including suicide. So yes, it is, from what we see, rampant right now, especially.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's important because these kinds of circumstances can cause us to question God's goodness or lose sight of that, even lose sight of ourselves and lose sight of what God says about us. Opposition can create an opportunity for us to forget. And difficult creates distance where there shouldn't be distance. Distance between us and God, distance between us and one another, the very thing that we need. I mean, we were already primed, I think, as we went through the pandemic to have this distance created between us and have this kind of fear of one another. And yet what we need more than anything is we need God and then we need one another because that's what he's commanded us to do, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And then what do we do immediately out of that relationship? We love one another. Encourage one another all the more as this day that was read to us is approaching. And so Isaiah gives us this great thing, you know, and this is where I get real frustrated when people tell me, they're like, well, we don't need the Old Testament. We only need the New Testament promises of Jesus. And I go, well, the New Testament promises are great, but let's remember that when given the opportunity to read Scripture, what did Jesus read?
The Old Testament.
He read the Old Testament. So let's not forget to read the book that Jesus read.
Right.
Because that's where he would point us back. In fact, he said crazy things like, haven't you read? And I think that that would hold true for some today. So let's start with those verses that Mark read, because I think that these are a wonderful encouragement, both in context with all of Isaiah 41, but then in what they say in themselves. And so first of all, we come to these verses here in verses 10 through 13. And it says, do not be afraid. Anybody in here afraid? Some of the other things say, do not fear. Anybody afraid or fearful? I mean, I just read the other day that we've decided to suspend a nuclear arms treaty and that there is the possibility, the very real possibility of nuclear war. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I got four kids and they're a little fearful right now because they're saying, Dad, we've seen that movie. It doesn't go well. And I go, yep. He says, don't be afraid. But then what does he say right after that? Because it's easy to say, don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. But saying, don't be afraid doesn't do anything for you if it doesn't come without some sort of presence to offer you security in the midst of fear. And so what does he say next? Don't be afraid.
For I am with you.
For I am with you. Now, this is where we do need the New Testament promises, right? Because 28 times in the Old Testament, God proclaims that he will be with his people. But in the New Testament, in Matthew 28 and verse 20, he says what? Who has that verse to read for us today?
I do. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen.
Yeah. And so Jesus himself says to his disciples, lo, I am with you. Surely I am with you until the end of the age, till the end of the world, till the end of time. So all the Old Testament, the 28 times that God says, I'll be with you in the Old Testament, Jesus comes and he puts a surely on there. He says, as sure as I am the risen Lord, I will be with you. You need to remember that, because times of trouble and times of difficulty and opposition, all the things that we read about from Matthew chapter 24, they want to rob us of the remembrance that surely Jesus is with us. Surely he is with us. Amen. And he says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. How many of you are watching the news and the world and all the things that are going on and you're discouraged? Isn't it interesting that God says, don't be afraid, and then he says, don't be discouraged? Because discouragement creates distance. Fear creates distance. And so he addresses the two things that are fear. Listen, he doesn't make a pithy phrase, does he? He addresses these things that we feel. We feel fear. We feel discouragement. But when he says, do not be discouraged, what does he say? He says, I am your God. You know why I think he says that? Or maybe I'm going to ask this question. Why do you think he says that?
Because we're all in his hands, and he's got this, and we can take faith in that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, how many of you have ever been discouraged, had anxiety or fear, and you find that whatever's causing that is the only thing you can think about?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So listen, when your heart and your affections, and it is just in your mind consistently, that fear, that anxiety, that opposition becomes your God. It becomes the thing that you begin to worship on the altar of, because it is so encompassing in your life. And he says, listen, fear, anxiety, discouragement, those are not your gods. I am your God.
Right.
And then he says what? And this is great, because you go, okay, well, that's good, but now what do I do? And he says, I will. By the way, look at the emphatic nature of the next two parts of the verse. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. He says, I will strengthen you, because you're feeling a little weak, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I will help you. Why? Because you need help. Listen, we need to accept this, that the Word of God says this. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is when Jesus says of the Holy Spirit, when the counselor comes. You know why I love that verse? Because we all need counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need good counsel. And so Jesus says, I'm going to send you a counselor pro bono. It's free. It's a gift of grace. And so here he says, I'm going to strengthen you because you're feeling weak. I'm going to help you because you feel helpless. And I'm going to hold you up because you feel like you want to fall over. And what's he going to do all of that with in this verse? His victorious right hand. By the way, you need to read this through that New Testament lens. So who is at his victorious right hand?
That's Jesus.
That's right. Jesus ascended to the right hand of God. And that is the victory, I think, that Isaiah is talking about. When it says victorious right hand, it's not that he was victorious over the nations or over smaller things. He was victorious over sin and death. And so that is the power that is going to rescue you from discouragement and from fear. Let's go on. And then he says this in verses 11 and 12. See, all your enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. God doesn't discount that these things are happening, does he? He says, look, at evil abounds. Your enemies, the things that discourage you, they don't magically go away. God doesn't snap his fingers and these things go away. But here's the good news. In the midst of them still being ever present, so is
God.
He. Yeah. Yeah. And whose presence is bigger?
God's.
What did Jesus say to Peter? He said, I have what the world?
Overcome.
Yeah. Overcome. Jesus has overcome all that seeks to overcome us. Boy, there are just some key little verses that if we would remember those verses, they would save us from so much anxiety and frustration and fear. But listen, I love what Charles Spurgeon says. I quote this so often. He says, I've learned to kiss the waves that throw me into the rock of ages. And so listen, every one of those moments where I get anxiety and I get fear and I get that, I want to spin that from a negative to a positive, because it's the opportunity for me to be tossed back into the arms of Jesus and to be reminded of who my Savior is. Every moment I'm weak, I get to marvel at his strength. And so that's what he says. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. You will look in vain for those who tried to conquer you. Those who tried to attack you will come to nothing. What he's saying is, God is saying is, I'm going to judge all those people. You need to keep your eyes on me. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't look and see evil in the world and we address evil in the world and we do that, but we are not discouraged and fearful, because even the most despicable and wicked thing is going to one day be judged. Every knee will bow and every tongue will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. I think of the word overwhelmed. We're not to be overwhelmed by those things. We can be cognizant of them. They do have effect and ill effect, and it can create havoc in our lives, but it shouldn't overwhelm us, because we do have this great sovereign God.
Yeah. Who had Romans 8:31?
Me. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's good.
Yeah.
And so when we look at all these things that seek to overwhelm us, what does Romans inform us to do?
Stop worrying about it. God's got this.
Yeah. But listen, I love what Romans says. It says, what then shall we say to these things? Which means we have to speak back at them, because these things, though they may be inanimate or whatever they are, they speak to us. They send us messages. They send us things that cause us to be fearful, that cause us to be discouraged, that cause us to have anxieties. They begin inner conversations in our head that we have to speak back to. You know, the church fathers and mothers way back, way, 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 way back, in the days after Jesus ascended, they used to have a practice, and they would call it talking back to evil. And what they would do is they would say, you have to talk back to those voices that want to manifest themselves in your head and your heart. You have to talk back to them. You have to say, no way, I am a child of God, and I have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. You have to speak back to those things, because they're speaking to you. So what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Well, certainly not you, and certainly not you, and certainly not you, because my God is bigger than all of those things. And so I think that's so important. Somebody else had Romans
8:29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
Yeah. And so then God ends this verse in Isaiah, verse 13, and he says this, and I love this, because he's told them, he said, don't be afraid, I'm with you, don't be discouraged, I'm your God, I'm going to strengthen you, I'm going to hold you up, your enemies, I'm going to judge, I'm going to take care of that, I'm sovereign, I have this thing under control, even though it doesn't look like it. And you're going, yeah, God, but I'm still having trouble. And then look at this, I love this, 13. For I hold you by your right hand. Like a father, he reaches out to a child who still can't get over the fact that there might be a monster under the bed. Mm-hmm. And he takes him by the hand. I hold you by your right hand. By the way, the right hand is supposed to be the hand of strength. But for us, even in our strength, we're weak. He takes us by that hand to strengthen the hand that is to be strong. I, the Lord your God, will say to you. He speaks to us. He takes us by our hand and he speaks to us in that loving voice that says, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. It's amazing. Don't be afraid. I'm here to help you. He doesn't say, just be quiet and have more faith. He doesn't say, just read the word and pray a little more. It'll all be okay. He doesn't rebuke us. And he doesn't even condemn us. He takes us by our hand in our weakness. And he says, I'm right here. I want to help you. I love you. It's going to be okay. We should remember that. Because the same God who rules over all of the universe in his bigness is the same God who comes to us in this kind of intimacy to grab a hold of our hand and said, my son, my daughter, it's going to be okay. I've got you. Hmm.
Gosh, this is one of these passages I'm thinking we should be reading almost each and every day to start our day, saying, Lord, I entrust myself to you this very day. You are this good, great God, and thank you for taking me by the hand, ordering my steps, and addressing any kind of fears or disappointments or aggravation that I'm having because you're sovereign and you're good. What a great passage, Isaiah 41, verses 10 through 13, today being our theme, what to do in trying times. Well, you have the answer, many answers, and it's turning to God, it's turning to God's word, turning to God's people, to those that God has entrusted to declare messages to us, your friends that read the Bible, read it together with friends that you love and appreciate. And I thank God for you, Pastor Jason Schiffo. And this Sunday, again, you're going to have an opportunity to preach. And I think we're going to be talked about two different passages for the Mark and Friends. We're going to have a special gathering at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. And we're going to record Monday's program. So you're all invited to attend. And appreciate that opportunity, as the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet has supported this radio ministry for 25 plus years. And we appreciate the members there and you, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and appreciate you tuning in today. May these truths encourage you, fortify you in your faith journey, and help you as you follow the Lord Jesus and model to a hurting world what it means to be an ambassador for God. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and some friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.